No one's home.
Okay.
Isn't that how you're supposed to answer?
I mean, depends on who's at the door, though. That's how my mom used to have us answer the doors for, like, the Jehovah's Witnesses that go knock.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you throw yourself on the ground like they're trying to break in. So we'd always throw ourselves, like, right under the fucking window and roll to it.
Oh, God.
I was like, Jesus, it's not that serious. We don't have to open the door. She had us doing fucking, like, cartel training. Serpentine! Serpentine!
See, and all we did is, play deicide. We'd have that in the background and then open the door so they could come to talk to us about God while hearing songs about the murders of God.
One of these days, I just want to, like, actually listen to what they have to say. Because I've always been curious about that.
It's... I don't know. I did it for that. I had heard of them. I liked the beat. And then I actually got to listening to the lyrics. And I was like, this is kind of tarded. So,
Oh, no. I meant, like, listen to the Jehovah's Witnesses, not deicide.
Oh, yeah, no, I...
I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
They got nothing to say for me.
It's like, what lyrics do they have? They just had to up their game to be more current with the kids. They just started fucking freestyling.
Oh, join us, ye faithful, or some shit. I don't know.
I think that's a Christmas song.
Christmas? See, I get what you're doing there.
I guess. I don't even get what the fuck I'm doing here.
Right? It's one of those.
Welcome, guys, to our weekly tangent.
One of many tangents.
It happens every episode. It's not a Tales from Helheim episode if it doesn't start off with us talking random bullshit beforehand.
Quintessential, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's how we ease them into what the fuck we're about to show them.
What?
Exactly.
We're not showing anything.
Yes, we are. We're going to show them some cool stuff. Well, hey, kid, you want to see some cool shit?
Well, then what cool shit are we showing?
We got some ghost stories for them today. They're going to learn today.
Well, what are we learning? Explaname to me. Explaname.
I don't watch that shit. Well, I have a ghost story. Do you?
I do.
You do?
I does. It's a... Well, not necessarily a ghost story, but it is an interesting story.
A ghost freestyle.
Yes.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. All right.
All right.
Looking back at my life, I am flooded with memories of unexplainable events. I could literally write a chapter book of many of the strange things I've witnessed that goes beyond a reasonable explanation. But I'll start with one and continue with more if anyone else is interested. I grew up in a one-story, three-bedroom house that had a big field in the backyard with woods to the side. I love this house in the woods, despite all the weird experiences I've encountered. This particular experience is definitely in my top five, just because of the eeriness of the whole thing. I've experienced much stranger things, but this one is shorter, and I'm kind of being lazy in storytelling. My mom worked nights, so that left my older brother to watch my younger brother and I. When my mom was gone, my younger brother and I would sit on her bed and watch TV in her room. It wasn't uncommon for us to fall asleep in her bed sometimes, like we did on this night. I passed out in the middle of a movie. I awoke a couple hours later and saw that my younger brother was fast asleep. I sat up and looked over the digital alarm clock displaying the time, 1:47 a.m. in bright red lights. Though with a literal blink of an eye, it changed to 3:30 a.m., my stomach dropped and an overwhelming feeling of fear came over me, not only because of the sudden missing time, but because of the change in energy I felt. Everything felt just off. A feeling I knew quite well because of the many experiences I've had before. There was an eerie, unexplainable feeling that settled over me. That only grew stronger when I suddenly heard what sounded like 20 wolves howling in the direction of the field behind my house. It was a noise I'd never heard before and haven't heard since. Because there are no wolves in the area I live in, or coyotes, Dogs, yes. But a whole pack of them thinking it could have just been a weird dream or something. Years later, I was explaining what happened to my older brother, and that's when he let me know he heard the howling that night too. It's something that he remembers well, because of the creepy choir of howls is something you don't hear where I live.
Damn.
Right?
Well, fuck that story all the way. I don't want to drive home today.
You don't want to leave here at 8 and get home at midnight?
No, because we're still recording and I'm not going to be leaving till like later. So I'm not going to be leaving till like 8:30-ish. Shit.
It's possible.
And it's a long drive in just the fucking desert. Fuck, why do I do this every time? From now on, we're recording these shits in the morning.
Right. Well, then, let's see what terrifyingness you have.
All right, well, my story's called The Eerie Attic.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got this one from Reddit.
Nice. Yep. That's always a classic.
Yep. So, ready?
Ready, Freddy.
A few years ago, I moved to a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne, Australia. They went on to recall, it was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I'd been there for a few months, but I came home from work one day and went into the bathroom. I saw something strange, a wooden board which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space. It laid fractured in two pieces on the ground. I examined the piece. The board was an inch thick. A whole inch thick, my guy.
Damn, that'd be some severely hard board to crack. I mean, inch wood is fucking sturdy.
Yep, and they go on to say, and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought. I emailed the picture to the landlord asking if anyone had been there with an undertone of annoyance since she hadn't warned me. Her reply read, "Please call me as soon as you're able to." Oh, damn. I called and she explained that her last two tenants had said they had the same thing happen. She promised to replace the board, and she did. A month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. My body was covered in goosebumps. I felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands on me. Everything was silent. But then I heard a dragging sound come from above my bed, as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze. Convinced someone was up there, there was no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I woke up. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a cricket bat, and walked into the bathroom. That's when I saw the new board covering the hole was broken in two. I felt sick. The dragging sound had stopped, but I heard something else, whispering. The sound was cleared and coming from the attic. It sounded like a children's voice. And I could hear one sentence repeat over and over. "It's your turn. It's your turn." I switched on every light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV and tried to unwind, and then a fuse blew. My pet budgie Dexter, whom I kept in the kitchen, usually never made a sound at night, but he started squawking like he was being strangled.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'd never heard him make these sort of noises. He was screaming. I grabbed my car keys, ran outside and sat in my car and waited there until the sun came up. When I saw people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to go back in. The front door was open, but I figured I might have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter, but he wasn't in his cage. I felt sick again. All my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet. I took him out, washed him, and dried him. I was also confused. At 8 a.m., I called the landlord and gave her a watered-down version of the night. "Oh, wow, you heard the whispering too," she said. I stayed in the apartment for another 18 months. I heard the whispering on a few occasions and twice the boards covering the hole in the ceiling moved. Although I live elsewhere now, the landlord recently called. She said the new tenants had begged to speak with me about some of the stuff that's been going on there. Forget it. That's their problem now.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's...
The board break is the scary part.
Yeah, like, the board
hearing
break...
voices and shit isn't bad, but... Yeah, that.
But it's little kid voices, though. To that, I'd say, like, do a, like, research on the fucking house to see, like, they had, like, dead kids die in there, like, missing children. Because if it's coming from the hole that's in, like, in the attic.
Yeah.
What if they, like, killed the kids, they hid the bodies in there?
I mean, yeah, they could have kids' bodies, people's bodies. Fucking, yeah. They could have done a lot of weird shit.
But seeing that, like, it attacked the little bird, that's fucking crazy, though. Like, it's not a nice spirit.
Oh, no, not at all. Especially if it's going for a bird. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd get it if it was a pigeon, but no one has a pet pigeon.
It's a budgie.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that is.
It's a little bird. But that's crazy, though. That's my theory, at least. Well, that's my second theory. My first theory is it's a demon.
Yeah.
No such thing as ghost children, just demons.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it would just be a full-fledged demon mimicking a child's voice. So it's, you know, you're more comfortable about going in there and seeing what they mean. It's your turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Like, don't fucking go near that hole.
Now imagine if somehow the person that lost time was going and visiting them in some sort of weird spiritual way.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
You never know, man. There's a lot of stuff we don't know when it comes to the paranormal and all that kind of shit.
I swear to God, dude, if I moved into like a fucking place and then all that shit started happening, the landlord's like, oh, you're hearing it too? I'd fucking throw hands with that landlord. Like, you let me move into a fucking haunted apartment. You didn't tell me shit.
Yeah, like
that. The fuck is wrong with you?
That also threw me off. Like, who doesn't disclose that shit?
Well, they're not going to be like, I get it. I understand. They're not going to be like, oh, it's haunted. Because a lot of people will be like, oh, I don't believe in hauntings or ghosts or whatever. But there's a good amount of people that do believe in it. And it's going to harm your sales. I would like disclosing, like, hey, some people say it's haunted, but I don't believe that. I just let them make their own fucking choices, but to not tell them at all.
Or just be like, yeah, one day I was in here and I heard whispering, but it might have been a bad batch of weed that I smoked or some shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I took a bad batch of mushrooms or...
Like, throw a joke in or something, but to fucking kind of lighten the mood on a fucking haunted apartment that you're about to move into. Like, give them the option to fucking move into that or not. Like, don't fucking take that away from them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have that kind of respect.
That's fucking stupid. That fucking pissed me off. Because that's exactly what happened to us when we lived on that apartment over there.
Yeah.
That's exactly what fucking happened. Well, actually, I can't tell. Because I'm thinking it might be one of us that's haunted.
Well, I mean, that's the same apartment that my cousin lived in that was haunted as fuck.
Okay, then never mind then. It's the fucking apartments. Because a lot of shit happened there, dude. And it's fucking terrifying. We were just talking about this shit earlier. I was talking with your wife about this shit. If you guys have been listening for a while, I've talked about this like extensively. But for me, the scariest fucking like ghost thing still is I had walked out. It was like, I want something like 2 a.m. What was it? Around there?
Yeah.
And I'm like thirsty. And I was going to go to the fridge. And my room, like when you walk out, it's a clear like shot of like the living room and the kitchen. You can see both. Mm-hmm. And I saw somebody like hunched over at the fucking like at the fridge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought it was you. I thought you were like, because your wife used to buy like these cool like fresh fruit drinks.
Oh yeah, those are fucking bomb.
I thought you were drinking it like out of the gallon. I was like, all right. I thought you were hunched over drinking it. And I was like, what is this fucking crazy guy doing? And I started walking like towards it, and then like it stops and it starts like standing up, like extending itself.
Yeah.
And it's like the same height as the fridge. I was like, I mean, you're like 6-something. I was like, oh, okay. And then it got taller than the fridge and started like getting like fucking almost touching the roof. I was like, oh, I'm done.
Fatality. So,
yeah, dude, I went back in my room. I didn't fucking say anything. I didn't make a sound. I didn't fucking like try to take a picture or see what the fuck it was. I fucking went. I locked my door and I turned my TV and the fucking my Xbox on. And I was just watching movies till like maybe 4 or 5 a.m. And then I fucking just crashed out. I was fucking terrified.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. Like I said, I never experienced anything weird there.
Dude, I have a lot of shit. I got something on video too. I remember I was watching a movie and I was alone in the house. And I was looking at the door, like the light that comes through the door. And it looked like somebody's like fucking walking. Like, just pacing back and forth. And I have a recording of that shit, too.
Oh, nice.
I'll show you at some point.
I think you've shown me that one. Yeah.
I'm just watching a movie, and this was, like, midday, which is fucking the worst when it happens during the day.
Yeah.
Because you expect shit at night, you're like, oh, I'm safe during the day. Nope. Whatever was in that apartment did not give a fuck. Because didn't it terrify your daughter too at some point?
I don't know. I remember her waking up crying, I think one night, saying something about a monster, but...
No, she said something about a monster. She said there's like a shadow or something that was scaring her in the kitchen or something. But she was small, though.
Yeah, but I mean, kids are susceptible to that shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're very perceptive to the fucking other shit. It freaks me out. That and my fucking pets.
Yeah, yeah. When you have an animal that just stares and won't stop staring, that's...
Like, what are you looking at? Stop it.
Yeah, at that point, that's when you want to run and hide.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's fucking terrifying. Well, I said we cut it here because I do have to still drive home and I'm terrified.
We can do that. So
there's like no light on the fucking drive home.
Right. So thank you all for joining, coming out, listening, watching our non-live stream.
Yep, yep. I like how we're being a little bit more consistent with it. Like, yeah, we did it a lot later today, but we still got an episode out.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, man.
Thank you guys for stopping by, and we'll see you guys next time in Helheim.